Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. You continue to help make Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing shows on the interweb. And we certainly do appreciate that. And we also appreciate the support of our sponsors. You know, we have some great sponsors that help keep this show free for you to listen to every single week. And this week's sponsors are Tailgate Giant and Kielbasa Provisions Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your boy, kiss it, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Does everybody want some?
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio. Or if it's your first time, welcome into our virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. I am the host, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's show. We've got a great show for you. We've got Dennis Moss. He is with the Wrong Shaped Balls Tour, and I will let him explain to you exactly what that is. And we'll have him during our interview segment. But I want to take just a couple of minutes to thank you so much for your support. You know, I looked at our stats, and we are actually listened to in all 50 states and 46 countries across this globe. That is crazy to me. What in the hell is somebody from Liechtenstein checking out Tailgate Radio for? But we're glad you're listening, Liechtenstein. You rock, and we appreciate your support. So we want to thank everybody, whether you're listening to us on iTunes, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Podomatic, Roku, Apple TV, we're all over because we want to make sure that we have all the platforms covered so that you can listen to us on demand at your leisure or leisure. You know, I did a commercial one time for a company in Australia, and they said, we really liked the commercial you did, the ad read you did. It was perfect, except for you said leisure, and down under we say leisure. So I redid it and said leisure, and it turned out well. They wanted me to do some kind of it was for the tourism board down in Australia, but they wanted some like over-the-top Yosemite Sam type character, and so I busted out my my best gold prospector voice, and turned out to be really good. And I had fun doing it. And it's really cool to think that your voice is heard in so many different places, and right here on Tailgate Radio. So I want to just, before we head out for our first break and then bring in Dennis Moss, I just want to reiterate how much fun we had last week on our Q&A. We're going to make that a regular show, maybe once a month, where we answer your questions. I had a blast doing it, and we got some great feedback from it too, both positive, negative, and just arguing some points. But, you know, regardless of that, it was very interactive, and I had a blast doing it. And so we're going to be doing more Q&As in the future. So keep those questions, keep your guest requests coming in. And don't forget, we still have the Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week contest going on through the Super Bowl. And we're going to be making an announcement a little later in the show. I don't think we're going to have them on. We haven't been able to reach them via phone to have them on the show, but we'll make that announcement anyway. And we've got a whole lot more coming up. But when we come back from the break, and by the way, something really cool about this week's guest, Dennis Moss, who is going to be talking to you at the Wrong Shaped Balls Tour here shortly. He is also a musician, and so all of our bumper music coming in and out of segments this week is courtesy of Dennis, and either he's performing or he has written the song or he's done both, and so I'm excited to have him representing us as our guest. It's kind of like Saturday Night Live when they have a musician that's also the host. You kind of get a double dip. Well, we get a double dip this week because we get to listen to Dennis on the interview, and we get to listen to his music in the bumper. So hit his bumper music, the first one, and when we come back, we will have Dennis Moss from the Wrong Shaped Balls Tour. Stick with us. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. You know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and or talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. Tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant. Tailgategiant.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, thank you so much for downloading this week's show. Want to introduce my guest to you this week. He comes to us from across the pond. He is the leader of the Wrong Shaped Balls Tour, and I'm going to let him talk to you about that. But let's welcome into Tailgate Radio, Dennis Moss. Dennis, welcome in.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure.
Well, I've been excited to talk to you, Dennis, and before we jump into the tour and everything going on, tell us about you and how this whole idea got started.
Okay, I'm from London, England, as you very well guessed. I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan for about 30 years, and I've got a really silly reason for being a Cowboys fan, because back in the day, in the 80s, we had a TV station called Channel 4, and this new TV station started showing the NFL, so I started to watch it. I got a passion for it. So I decided if I'm going to be very passionate about the game, I need to follow a team. Around that time, I was just a very big fan of the TV show Dallas. So I chose the Dallas Cowboys, and there we have it.
So have you had a chance to go to AT&T Stadium there in Dallas? Jerry World is what the locals call it, and take that whole stadium in, because it's pretty unbelievable in person.
I did. I was there on week 10, I believe. No, it was sooner than that. I think it was week 6 when they played the Patriots. And unfortunately, without Romo, we got a good hiding, if you like. Brady was on good form. We never even got a touchdown. So it was a very disappointing game. However, I mean, the stadium is absolutely fantastic. And without question, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Cowboys fan, but it's definitely been the best stadium I've been to so far in the 19 that I've seen.
You know, I can understand you being a Cowboys fan and how you adopted that culture, and that's a great story. But what – tell the audience about your wrong-shaped balls tour, because you're going far beyond just being a Cowboys fan. Tell the Tailgate Nation what you're actually doing this season.
Okay, I'm doing this tour. I devised this tour about a year ago. It took me a long, long time to plan it. And I'll challenge any of your listeners now. If you get the schedule, you try to do a route around the country that's kind of consistent. It's very, very difficult. So it took me about 2 weeks of just sitting in my bedroom, looking up at my bedroom wall with the schedule all printed out onto my wall, to try and find a route around the country, which is not going to make me crisscross all around the place. So I started in New England, which was the first game, obviously, against the Steelers. Then I went down to Washington, into Kansas, back to Philadelphia, and so on and so forth. So I was trying to do some kind of a consistent route rather than fly from San Diego to Miami, to Detroit, and all around the place. So I'm now 19 games in. I'm now in Jacksonville, where tonight I'm really lucky that I'm actually watching the game with Mr. Shad Khan, the owner. And this came from me sending him just a cheeky little email to say, I live quite close to the soccer club that you own in London. Any chance of me watching the game with you when I get on my tour? And to my surprise, the man said yes.
That's absolutely amazing. Now, how are you, is this a self-funded tour? Or do you have sponsors that are helping you with this?
Do you know what? I wish I did have sponsors. In fact, before I actually left the UK, there were people telling me, why don't you get sponsorship? Do you know what? It started out in the early days as a holiday. And basically, the reason why it changed slightly, because a good, very good friend of mine was diagnosed with prostate cancer about 2 months before I was leaving Britain. And then he said to me, why don't you do this tour for charity? And I never really gave it any thought. It was a holiday for me with my passion of American football and also as a musician. So basically, when my friend said to me he'd been diagnosed with prostate cancer, the first thing I said to him was, you've got the wrong-shaped balls. And so he started to laugh. And said, listen, that should be the name of your tour. So why don't you do that and try to raise money for prostate cancer? So I kind of looked into it a little bit. I contacted a few companies. And here I am. I'm doing it for Prostate Cancer UK. I've even written a song because I'm a musician. The song is on my website, which is www.thewrongshapedballs.com. The song is called Like a Touchdown, and I'm going to try tonight to give a copy to Mr. Khan to see if he can play that song for next season in his stadium, because it's a big rock anthem, like a Guns N' Roses track, or all the bands that they play, like Metallica, Pearl Jam, Nirvana. So I deliberately wrote this song specifically for American football, called Like a Touchdown. It's on sale on my website for $1 or whatever anyone wants to give me for it. So when I kind of, if I can accumulate enough money, it will help me pay for my trip and it will make a nice donation to my charity. It was always my plan to just get to the end of the regular season by doing every stadium. And then I was going to kind of, you'll laugh when I say take a holiday, because although this is a holiday, it's really, it's like a working holiday, because I'm trying to get my profile risen by talking to people like yourself through the media. I've done a couple of TV interviews. My social media that I'm doing, it does take up a hell of a lot of time. So it is like a working holiday. So when I do get to week 17 in San Francisco, I was going to take a month off and just relax, watch the rest of the playoffs up to the Super Bowl. But I've had such an amazing time, I've decided now I'm going to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
The fact that you are raising awareness for prostate cancer, and you know, here in the States, I don't know if this is the same over in England or the UK, but this is also Movember, where people, men grow beards, and maybe some women, grow beards for men's health issues. So I really do applaud you. And I have to say, I was over at your website earlier, and you're a hell of a musician. And you got a couple of songs. I'm trying to think of the one that I was listening to just before we came on air, but it had a cat, If You Stay. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, that's actually me singing that song for my sins. I don't usually sing my own songs because I try to get people that have probably got a better voice than myself. But I've just come from Nashville and I've recorded another song. which was recorded by a female vocalist in Nashville. It's come out so good. I only received it a couple of days ago, so that's not hit my website yet. But there are many songs on my other website. It's called SoundCloud. So it's soundcloud.com/AzboDen, which is AzboDen. And your listeners can probably listen to four songs of mine that I actually recorded in Nashville 2 years ago. And I've been a musician now for the best part of, well, since I was a teenager, almost 30 years ago. And I've tried and tried and tried. I've been in rock bands, pop bands, every band you can think of. I've tried to send my songs all around the world in all different genres, from quite heavy rock to beautiful ballads. And that's another reason I came to America, to try and break America with my music. And just hopefully that one person would hear my stuff who might say, okay, this guy's pretty decent, let's give him a chance. But that's another important part of my venture.
Is there a link that will take you directly from your website over to your SoundCloud page?
I believe so. I do believe so. But I'll give you it again. It's called SoundCloud. And if you just go to soundcloud.com and then you write AzboDen, which is me, because Azbo used to be my old rock band that I was in England. So it's AzboDen for Dennis, AzboDen. And they can listen to all my stuff from rock, pop, ballads, love songs, country, you name it, it's on there.
What has been the most unusual experience you've had on this trip?
Oh boy, there's been so many. If you've got a couple of hours, I could tell you so many stories. I'm trying to go through my mind right now. I'll go in kind of an order. I've had quite a few hairy moments. I mean, most of the time it's been amazing, as you can imagine. But there have been some hardships too. For example, the very first game I went to was in New England to see the Patriots. And I'd just flown in from England, so I was extremely jet-lagged. So I got on the thing called the Patriot train on the first game, and I was so tired. And I just heard an announcement stating that no bags were allowed on the train or in the stadium. Because it was my first game of the tour, I didn't know this because, you know, I've been to many concerts and soccer stadiums, and you're always allowed to take a bag. So I had a complete moment of thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So I was sitting at the train station in Boston with nobody to look after my bag. We had 15 minutes for the train to leave on my first game of the tour. So I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I can't miss the first game. How can I fail at the first hurdle? But luckily, by complete chance, I spoke to some guy that had a backpack on. And I said, you do realize you cannot take this to the stadium. So he said, oh, it's okay, there's a gentleman over there that looks after people's bags. Well, he saved my skin because I was actually on the way home because I didn't want to leave all my kind of personal stuff. I had my passport and a few bits and pieces with me. So that was one little hairy moment. Second one was when I got to Philadelphia wearing my Dallas Cowboys colors. Now, if anybody listening now knows, you know where this is going.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, did they give me some stick? So I walked through the tailgate, probably one of the only people wearing Dallas colors. And I tell you what, I'm lucky to get out of there alive.
You know, that the stadium in Philadelphia, I think, is the only stadium in the NFL that has jail cells and a judge on duty to pass sentences that's on people for bad behavior. So you are very lucky, man, to get out of there with no scrapes or bruises, because they do take that football in Philadelphia very seriously.
I'll tell you what, John, I've got a fantastic picture of me and a guy in these colors in Philadelphia, and he had a T-shirt on saying, I hate Dallas Cowboys, or I hate those boys. So I went up to him in my colors and said, sir, I'm from England, and that's the first line I always use. It kind of opens a few doors. So I said, sir, I'm from England. Could I have a picture taken with you? And he turned to me and said, you're lucky you're from England, because I'd have told you to get lost.
Are you currently on Twitter? Is there a Twitter feed that people can follow you?
Yep, I sure am. Again, it's the same word as AzboDen on Twitter, which is AzboDen. That's my Twitter handle and Instagram. I'm also Dennis Moss on Facebook, and this is the best place to see everything that I'm doing, not just the NFL. I've been to ice hockey, baseball, basketball. If there's anything going on, I'm there. You know, I'm a tourist as well, so I'm going to do touristy things sometimes. I'm doing some funny things. I'm documenting my trips when I'm on the Greyhound buses and mega buses and Amtrak trains. So that's probably the best place to see what I'm doing completely. Whereas my website, is mainly, well, primarily at the games, videos, pictures, and blogging.
I applaud you for your ingenuity and just the, you know, just taking the opportunity and the time. You know, so many people get tied up in their lives and they get caught up in the minutia of everything. And it just really seems to me that you've taken a step back and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to have fun with it and I'm just going to love the experience. So I applaud you, sir, and I wish you all the best in your future game day endeavors.
Oh, thanks very much, John. Thanks for having me on, and thanks to all your listeners too, if they want to follow in my website and listen to my song. But if the Cowboys miraculously get through to the playoffs, I will come back to Dallas and I'll take you up on your offer and we could hook up in San Antonio for a game of basketball.
Before we go, what has been the most enjoyable tailgate food that you've experienced out in the parking lot?
Tailgate food? Okay, let me think. Well, I was in Tennessee watching the Titans and a friend of mine, I tailgated with his friends from Nashville, and I had the brisket, the beef brisket, which was amazing. But this guy did some special sauce that he had a concoction of about 10 different ingredients that I wish I could remember what they were. But this sauce that went on the brisket was absolutely beautiful. But that was the Tennessee Titans tailgate.
Well, I know that you're going to have a great rest of your tour, and we wish you nothing but the best. And we certainly appreciate you coming in to Tailgate Radio this week.
You're very welcome, and you've got my number now, John, so if I do go all the way to the Super Bowl, give me a call, and I'll do another interview anytime you want.
Make a touchdown, your love is making me high. Make a
Spuds back, boil and spice, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the Spuds Spike?
Spuds Spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The Spuds Spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
That's right. To use a Spud Spike, you oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
Would you stay? Would you stay if I told you I love you? Would you stay? Would you stay? Would you stay if I told you?
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I want to thank Dennis Moss, not only for the great interview, but the really cool bumper music that he provided for us. You can check him out over at SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/AzboDen, AzboDen. And he's got some cool samples, a lot of different types of music that we just heard coming out of the last break. Kind of reminded me of a Tears for Fears kind of song. For those of you under 40, that was a band back in the 80s, but really cool sounds. I want to thank Dennis so much for coming in and wish him the best of luck on the remainder of his Wrong Shaped Balls tour. And we hope to check back in with him before he heads back over the pond to England. This is one of my favorite parts of the show every week is when we give away and announce, more importantly, the Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. And before we do, I just want to tell you, you know, a lot of companies say they're the best at what they do, but with Kielbasa Provision Company and Kielbasa brand sausage, you can taste why they really are the best. It starts with three generations of Kielbasa family members staying true to the authentic process of real meat, fresh spices, and hardwood smoke perfected by their grandfather 66 years ago. They're based here in San Antonio, Texas, over on South Brazos Street, and they've been there for generations. And the cool thing about Kielbasa is they make their sausage in small batches, only about 150 pounds at a time. There's not a lot of machinery there. That lets you know that it's handcrafted, slow-crafted for flavor and texture. Now, you can go back a few episodes and listen to my interview with Michael Kielbasa. He is now the president of the company. His grandfather actually started the company. And you can get the insight and you can understand the passion for what he does. And I will tell you, to a person, when I've introduced them to Kielbasa Provision Company, Kielbasa brand sausage, I have heard so many people say, this is the very best sausage I have ever consumed in my life. And when you find it, you will too. And it's not hard to find. You can find it here in Texas at HEB. You can find it in the southeastern part of the country in any public stores. And nationwide, you can find it at your local neighborhood Costco stores. So one of the great things about the Kielbasa Costco relationship is they do these road shows where they actually have a tent inside the Costco and they're passing out samples and they allow you to taste all the deliciousness of the slow-crafted Kielbasa brand sausage. And this week they're going to be at the Costco in Winter Park, Florida. That's at 3333 University Boulevard, and that's going to be on November 20th. So if you get a chance to go, by the way, November the 20th is tomorrow. So that would be Friday if you're catching this as it comes out. If you catch it the next day, it's today. So whenever you're listening to it, hopefully not after the 20th, but November 20th, Kielbasa Costco Roadshow is at the Winter Park, Florida location at 3333 University Boulevard. So don't forget to check that out. And don't forget, again, HEB in Texas, Publix across the Southeast, and Costco around the nation. So without any further ado, let's announce this week's National Tailgate Club of the Week, brought to you by Kielbasa Provision Company. Let's hear the drum roll, please. This week's winner. Bison Tailgating, representing North Dakota State University in Fargo, North Dakota. And we're going to be sending you your notification and a big box of Kielbasa Provision Company sausage. Again, that goes to Bison Tailgating. You can check them out on Twitter at Bison Tailgating. And we are excited to have them. And hopefully we can get them on the show next week to congratulate them officially. But did not want them to go without their Kielbasa Provision Company notification that they are the National Tailgate Club of the Week. Well, folks, that's going to about do it for this week. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank our guest this week, Dennis Moss, and his travels across the country. You can check him out on Facebook at Dennis Moss. You can also check him out on Twitter and Instagram at Asbo, A-Z-B-O, Den, D-E-N, all one word, Asbo Den. And you can also check him out on SoundCloud at Asbo Den. He's got a great story doing this for a great cause, and we wish him all the best. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media Enterprises, LLC, I want to thank everybody for their time, their support, and as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot.